Back here on Sportsline, pretty cool story in the house. The championship Baltimore Mariners of the AIF 17 Arena League. They won the championship on June 14th against Cape Fear 45-44 on a last-second play. We've been talking with their head coach, Ron Meehan, who's really been around the local game of football here from his days at Woodlawn, played at Towson, played with the Baltimore Colts, then eventually played in the CFL as well. He's been around, coached at Towson, now calls their games. And now joining us in studio, his team captain for the Baltimore Mariners, Ray Mack. Ray, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what was your experience like? Is this your first year of indoor arena football?
Yeah, this is my first full year of playing arena football. I played a little bit of development league the year before that, and I fell in love with it. And ever since then, I've just been going for it.
What was your season like in winning the championship?
Actually, that was my first ever championship I won playing football. This previous same year, I won my first championship in coaching football. So,
oh, wow, congratulations.
It's been a good year for me.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Coach. So it's been a good year for me. I like the game of arenas. It's a little more fast-paced, and for a receiver, I love it because it's 99% of the time we're passing.
Tell me about the lifestyle for you and your teammates, what it's like. You have your day job. You're going to practice around 8 to 10 a couple times a week. What's that experience like, the whole thing?
A couple of us, we have our 8 to 10, 9 to 5 jobs. Myself, I'm a high school and youth football coach. So during the day, I'm dealing with kids and coaching, being a coach. And then at the hours, 8 o'clock from 10 o'clock, I'm a player.
Where are you coaching now?
I'm coaching at Andover Apaches, 80-pound team, and I'm currently the JV head coach for North County High School.
And that's where you went?
Yes.
Very cool. And then all the players, Coach, you were telling me, I guess you're both coaching now, but Coach Meehan, all the players are local on the Baltimore Mariners.
That is correct, yeah. We had 3 tryouts. We did have some people out of state, but due to some circumstances within the organization, we were unable to provide housing. So, I believe, there was enough local talent here to put a quality, team on the field, and we did just that.
What was the tryout like? Did you participate in the tryout, Ray?
Yes, I did.
How did the word get out about that?
Nowadays, social media, gets out a lot, get a lot of things out. But in my case, I had a friend who kept me posted and told me that the Mariners was coming back. And the year before that, I've been looking into arena teams that was close to the state of Maryland. And so happily, I found out that the Baltimore Mariners and there was another team called Wilkes-Barre. Scranton was also coming with a team in the area. So it was either one or two teams. And so happily, Baltimore picked up a team and Wilkes-Barre didn't.
And Coach was saying that he thinks this team could compete with the AFL, the top arena league. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. But the guys that we have, the coaching staff that we have, I think it can get done.
Interesting. And you guys practice where? Where do you guys practice?
Yeah, Annapolis Area Christian School.
And you guys are there 8 o'clock, pads on. Yep. They have a little bubble.
Yeah, they have a bubble down there. Coach Mike Lynn, a former Morgan State coach, he came home. Well, we found out that he was down there. And back in 2010, we used that facility as well as our facility for arena football practice. And we went back, met with them. And, Mike, we found out Mike was the head coach. We have a lot of ties, a lot of players on our team from Morgan. Mike came out, was a big supporter of the Mariners, and again, it's about networking. Now we're actually giving back to his program, as far as some of our players are going down there and showing them, some skill set things that might be able to improve, their players.
And Ray, it's a pass happy league. You're a wide receiver. Do you know your numbers from this past year?
Not off the top of my head.
Do you know, Coach?
No, but who's the champion, Ray?
We are, baby.
That's all you need to know, brother. That's all you need to know. We're champions.
That is the only stat at the end of the day that matters. So both to Coach Meehan and to Ray, what does the future look like for the Baltimore Mariners, for the AIF? What do you think?
Hopefully the future is, we can move up into another league and dominate that league and keep on dominating and keep on winning championships and bringing back championships to Baltimore.
And yeah. what's your sense?
Yeah, I just think, right now we got to get people knowing about the Baltimore Mariners. Right. We appreciate you guys putting us on the air to let people know, the listeners know about us. you know, the intent is to be back next year. So hopefully that's, you know, through other than social media, hopefully we'll have a new game plan ready for next year to get the word out about the Baltimore Mariners. We've already, as coaches, Ray, I don't know if you know it or not, but June 15th, that Sunday, we actually met, the coaches met, and we started planning, you know, fundraisers for the organization, for the players themselves, so we can go out and get into the media. There's a golf tournament that we're getting together. You know, we do play golf. There'll be some players at the hole where they can get their pictures taken with the players and things like that. So that's important to get you guys out in the public to let the, you know, public awareness know about, you know, the Baltimore Mariners.
When do you think you'll know one way or another on next year? And when would practice kind of start for the preparation for the season?
We'll start practicing probably. We'll have another OTA in probably November, December, and probably start practicing in January. I think we got a late start this year. As I said, a little startup organization. The owners were more out of town, so to speak. They were in Pennsylvania. They traveled down a lot. A lot of it was put on our coaching staff, local guys. I had five guys on staff. They all either played college ball, some of them played arena ball, and some actually had tryouts in the NFL. So they know what it takes to build a championship, and it's all about commitment. What is it, Ray? What is our three?
Commitment.
What was our three characteristics that we built our program on?
Oh, vision, discipline, and passion.
There you go.
Wow, I like that. That's good stuff. Well, gentlemen, I can't thank you enough for taking time tonight and coming in studio and telling us about the Baltimore Mariners. Let's do it again soon, and keep me posted on what you're getting the word out around town.
Yeah, well, guys, you know, I just want to say something about Ray Mack. Ray Mack, you know, he was our team captain, came on board. He really lit up the tryouts, and that's where guys really go and sell themselves to make, you know, coach awareness, so to speak. And Ray stepped up every time he was on the football field. He was always first in line. You know, his technique was more outdoorish, so to speak. So we had to, you know, football's a little bit quicker. Got to get his head around, get his hands up a little quicker. Ray adapted because he has the passion for it. I just want to, you know, give kudos to Ray, because what he did on and off the field was big for this organization. And, you know, we have a roster full of 30 players, but you can only dress 20. Yes. And I'm going to be honest with you, probably 17 of them, if they could be like a Ray Mack, we'll win this thing again next year.
I like the sound of that, Ray. That's got to make you feel good.
Yeah.
That's all I get, Ray.
It's the passion I just have for the game and the guys that I have around me and the coaching staff I have, you know, to believe in me to go out there and get the job done. And time after time, you know, they put their trust in me and I had to deliver. I thought, like I told them at the beginning of the year, man, I'm your guy, I'm here for you, man. And I'm not going nowhere.
Pretty cool story. Ray Mack, wide receiver and team captain for the Baltimore Mariners from North County, and their head coach, Ron Meehan, the head coach of the champion Baltimore Mariners. They won on June 14th over Cape Fear 45-44 in the last second play. Pretty cool story. Thanks, guys, for coming in and sharing about your league, your brand of football, and winning another championship in Baltimore.
Well, I appreciate the time and look forward to next year. Absolutely.
We'll come back with more next year on BAL.